Good evening. Welcome to your night story.
To your left, you'll find the ravens.
I will take you to the hidden hills of France.
That's actually my kind of TV, yeah. Whatever you just said.
Yeah, honestly. Have you guys seen those commercials on YouTube? It's mainly YouTube, I think. Huh. But it's for common. It's those nighttime stories.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's that beautiful, like, sounding man that tells you a nighttime story. I'm always weird they're going to say something weird when I'm sleeping and subconsciously reprogram me.
Oh, that's a good point.
Honestly, that's why I would never listen to that. I'm like, what if they all of a sudden are like, kill your mom or something?
All right.
It scares me. Guys, we just figured out how to use the sound effects on the soundboard. Our lives will never be the same.
And yours will never... Sounds about right.
Just kidding.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Lindsay and Krista. And we're glad you found Almost 30.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here. Whether you're almost 30 or, you know, not, we accept you and love you. And we're so grateful that you're here. We started this 4 years ago now. It's just past our 4 year anniversary. And we were working full time jobs the first couple of years. And it's been so nice to just focus on growing our community, supporting the community, growing ourselves as leaders, and bringing amazing guests on, you know, like the lovely lady we have on today.
Yeah, Camila Coelho is on the podcast. We'll get to that soon, but we just had a week off at Almost 30, mm-hmm. which was real, real nice. How was it for you?
It was so good. We had someone inspiring on the podcast before talking about who is an entrepreneur who runs her own business. And we were so inspired by the fact that she takes off a few weeks, or she has company-wide shutdowns for 2 weeks of the year. So Lindsay and I were inspired to do that as well. So we did a company-wide shutdown in the summer, and then we're going to do another one after Christmas before New Year's, just so everyone can take time off. And we realized this year, you know, I realized during our week off, I hadn't had a vacation at all.
I know.
You know, hadn't taken any time off. And I think a lot of people are that way when you don't have the travel, you know, with work. I'm sure it's kind of weird, especially too, when you're at a corporate job. Like, how do you take time off when you're just at home?
Mm-hmm. And I also think like the busyness has really given people a sense of quote unquote normalcy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, let's just keep working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but it was really nice to take some time off. And I think one of the things that made me realize was kind of the low level of stress that I would create myself, because that felt normal to me. And when I was off, I went away like locally here in California, but I really allowed myself to relax. And I was like, oh, I can be like this and then also be productive.
It was like, I agree. I don't know.
It was like
I'm
one
laughing.
Of those things.
Totally. Yes, I know exactly what
she
you
always
mean.
Laughs when I'm being.
I just I have sometimes I just look at you and Justin when you guys are talking totally. Seriously, and I just start to laugh because it's like, I don't know, it's just so cute.
Oh, thanks. But it's true. It's like it's one of those stupid things that anyone would be like, yeah, when you're not stressed,
yes.
like you feel better and more productive. But I was like, it was
I know exactly
a
what
monumental
you mean.
Realization. I was like, oh my God.
It's
okay.
A nervous system thing.
I can do, and I just felt like I wanted to like do the things that I've been saying I wanted to do. I finally had like the clarity and the motivation to do it.
I had a really good idea for something and it visited me. And then I said to the idea, I'm like, please come back if you're meant for me. And it never did.
Oh,
I literally was like, this is my $1 million fucking idea. And it was during our week off. I'm like, oh, here it is. And then it left me for dead.
And you like, you don't remember
nope.
it.
I sat in that moment. I'm like, oh, please come back. And I was like, I should have written it down, but no. But so I lost it completely. But I think it's such a nervous system thing here for being in the city. And I'm sure for most people, just now, the way that things are, we're so plugged in.
Yes.
And yeah, there is a constant energy being here that I have as well. And that's when I think about, you know, potentially moving. I'm like, oh man, I'd love to have that ability to be really productive and focused, but not have that additional like freaking...
Completely.
I'm like one of those like angry cats.
Mm-hmm. I
my
felt
nervous
like,
system.
Like for part of my trip, I was like in the forest and I was like, I could work from the, like
yes.
I could do this.
I need a treehouse.
Because it's almost like right there. So you're not feeling like so far away from the nature, from the quiet moments. It's more integrated rather than the reward at the end of like a long work season or whatever.
Completely.
It is. Yeah.
I know. I think that's why everyone's leaving cities.
I know.
You know, there's so many papers and articles that have been coming out about people having exoduses from big cities and moving to middle of America, moving to Boise, Idaho, moving to all these different places, because I think people are realizing, you know, what matters, or their priorities are probably changing. And so now people that can work remote, or maybe they've lost their job and they were living in a city, are forced to leave. But I think it's like a really beautiful thing. There was the article James Altucher wrote about New York. Did you?
No, I didn't.
So James Altucher, who is the podcaster and he's a writer, he wrote about New York City, and he has lived in New York City for a long time. And it was talking about how New York City is dead and it's never coming back. And it was like, he's been there through the dot-com booms, like through Sandy, through all these different situations in New York. And he said that this one is like unsalvageable, and that it's never going to be the same, which, you know, I have no opinion on that, but I thought it was like an interesting perspective to think about that, because there's high, you know, apartment vacancy. There's a lot more crime now. It's just, I'm sure it's so different there because the subways don't feel safe and, you know, all things like that.
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to be the same.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but I think it's such a contrast with a city like New York and even LA. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't know if this place is going to be the same either. There's just so much like devastation on like the business front where I'm like, how the heck are people like...
Well, did you hear about the Uber Lyft thing?
Yes.
So they're, you know, in California, I believe, they're potentially going to shut down having Uber and Lyft in California. So that is so many contract jobs that will be lost for people that drive Uber and Lyft. It's alarming.
And I'm also thinking about drunk drivers.
I mean, big facts.
Yeah.
And this is a driving city.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's going to happen. I think they, you know, where we are now, they pushed the legislation to the week after or something like that. So they haven't made the final decision, but that will be devastating.
I know.
You know?
I know. Yeah. It's actually funny thinking about like all the, because you're the same way, like having conversations with Uber and Lyft drivers, but so many of them have created like such a substantial living, whether it's a side hustle or their full-time job. It's really incredible.
Yeah. Same with Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, all of that. I think that's kind of picking up though, because I think people are now traveling for weekends and things like that. But
they lost $1 billion worth of reservations when COVID hit.
Really?
A billion. And then I was listening to a podcast, I think it was a How I Built This, and it was a resiliency series. And one of the founders was saying they paid out hosts like over $250 million just to something for them. Because this is how they pay their mortgages and like really made a substantial living. But yes, they are coming back, thank goodness.
Wow.
I stayed in an Airbnb during this last week and I was like, it's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
It really is the coolest thing.
It's cooler, it's the worst thing.
Truly.
Some Airbnbs have been fucking,
I agree, but when it's good, it's like, it's very cool.
We've stayed at dumps.
I mean,
not total dumps, but like mini dumps.
So in Austin, we stayed at an Airbnb that was...
not the vibe.
What would you call it? It was just like it felt like a prison cell.
Yeah, it did. The bed was like made of straw.
It was made of...
And there was multiple levels.
Yeah.
Like bugs in the corner. It was really a bad call. So that's the whole thing is that, you know, we actually made the call to stay there and then stayed there. So it's completely on us. But yeah, it's just funny. Like as I get older now too, though, I'm like, I don't really like Airbnb as much because you got to coordinate and you got to find the code. You got to DM them. Now I'm like, oh man, just like... I want to check in.
There's certain places where I like an Airbnb.
Yes.
But then there's certain places where I'm like hotel or bust.
Yes.
It just depends.
Yes.
It depends on the vibe.
It depends on my age. I'm just getting older in so many ways. Like my mom came to LA and had an Airbnb and like couldn't get a hold of her Airbnb. And then ended up so angry at him, had to stay with us. It was like
parents
like,
in Airbnb.
Yes. Parents in Uber.
Parents in Uber can't.
Oh my gosh. My dad loves Uber though.
Oh really?
Loves.
My dad does not.
Really?
Well, because he has to talk to people.
No, my dad's favorite.
Oh yeah, my mom loves that.
He's a question asker like me, so he enjoys so much. He's like, oh, I love it.
That's nice.
Dude, I know, honestly. Oh my God, when I lived in Chicago out of college, my parents never paid for anything, but I like was a rebel and I took my dad's credit card and I used to charge my Ubers to it. And one time he was like, hey, can you tell my credit card company that this Uber company keeps trying to steal money from me? And I was like, yeah, totally, Dad. I got you. And I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Holy moly. All right.
I'm looking forward to this one. Oh my gosh,
this
you guys.
Is gonna be so
Camila
fun.
Is such a light, an angel, so gracious. So kind. And this feels like just a different way to see her and like really dig in and get to know her. And I felt like a toe on a screen staring at her. Literally, I was like, I actually was smiling at myself the whole time looking on camera because I looked like an actual toenail compared to her. She's so beautiful. I was like literally laughing out loud to myself. She's so beautiful. And she's just so kind. She's self-made. Like, she's truly incredible. And I really love her story. I love her passion. And I love talking, you know, I love that we got to really go deep together and get emotional.
Yeah, it was really, really special. Camila struggles with epilepsy. She was diagnosed when she was younger in her teens and has only recently opened up about this, but it's helped so many people already. So it was just really important and special that we talked about this on the pod. And
yeah, she just started sharing about it, you know, in 2020. And I remember being someone that follows her, just her coming out, you know, in a way with her story and feeling so much more connected to her, you know, in it. And we also talked about her desire to be a mother. You know, there's actually complications that happen when you have epilepsy and you're trying to get pregnant. And, you know, she was really emotional. Tears were shed. And she talked about her desire to be a mom and that priority that she had in her journey.
Yeah.
And her building her own makeup brand. Like, she used to work at a makeup counter. Mm-hmm. She came from Brazil. Like,
yeah, she has built her brand from the ground up. So she has her clothing line, but then she also just recently released Ella Luz, which was her dream to create a cosmetic line.
It's clean, organic. Mm-hmm.
All the things, literally everything you want in a cosmetic brand.
Like, I remember we talked about her pillars for the business and it was just like, really proud. Yeah. I was really proud of her.
Yeah, so incredible. So I think you're going to love this episode. You can learn more about Camila at CamilaCoejo.com. And you can also find her on Instagram as well. And just a few pieces of news from Almost 30. We're really excited to bring you our new Paradigm Digital Workshop series again. Another round of just incredible workshops. The lineup is real special.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we're announcing the lineup soon for our upcoming extra new Paradigm Workshop series. We have body acceptance, we have breath work, we have light language, we run across the board. And then also we have our huge 4-year anniversary sale. Lindsay and I started this 4 years ago. And this weekend, we have a 30% off everything in the shop sale. So every single course, downloadable, even Podcast Pro, and the apparel, everything that we have in the shop and in Podcast Pro is 30% off just this weekend to celebrate our 4 years of Almost 30.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. So this starts today and runs until Monday.
Awesome. Can't wait. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. If this episode was one that you loved and you think someone else would, you know, love to listen, it always means so much to us that you pass it along to people. That's how we've grown and just connected more with you. So we appreciate you and we will see you on the other side.
Yep. We'll see you on the other side.
I've been getting a lot of questions on my Instagram about my Everly Well test. So recently I did a food allergy test and it was incredibly interesting. I was experiencing some digestional issues and some like skin rashes and I wasn't sure what the heck was going on. Turns out I am sensitive to cauliflower and almonds and a few other things that I was eating a lot of. But Everly Well is incredible. It's an amazing at-home wellness test that helps you better understand your health. So not only food allergy tests, but they have more than 35 different at-home lab tests from fertility to food sensitivity to thyroid and heart health. And the test comes with super easy to follow instructions.
Again, this is all done at home, which is so convenient and so accessible. Every test is physician reviewed and the shipping is totally free. What's great is that the results are reviewed by a board certified physician. Then they are sent directly to you digitally within just days. So you don't have to wait around for weeks and weeks and weeks. And you can share those results with your healthcare provider. They're personalized and super easy to understand. So you know exactly what they mean for you. And they also give you some positive changes that you can make to see even better results. So if you'd like to try Everly Well, I could not recommend enough. By the way, a lot of these tests are like simple finger pricks. It's super easy, painless, and I just love that I can do it at home and mail it in. So for 20% off an Everly Well at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com and enter the code ALMOST20. That's everlywell.com, everlywell.com. Use the code ALMOST20 for 20% off your test.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Thank you so much. I feel great. Like, I feel so relieved. I was so overwhelmed.
Oh my God.
The past, I mean, I've been working on this brand for 2 years and I have put like all of me in it. So much effort, so much love, so much like everything. And, you know, the past weeks have been insane for me. Like, just the anxiety and, you know, all the last minute behind the scenes stuff that we needed to do before launching it. Like, I wanted to make sure everything was perfect and that we were ready. And, you know, I'm a creative. So I want to make sure that I'm also like involved in everything. And I'm also doing a bunch of content. So it was really crazy and overwhelming, but I feel so relieved and so happy right now that it's live and that everyone can see it and, you know, have access to it. So it's great. It's an amazing feeling.
We should be so proud. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
We have our lip and cheek stain and the 24-karat lip therapy.
Right,
so thank you so much for sending those over. We love it. And yeah, I just can't imagine how it feels to have kind of that like that creative birth where there's just so many eyes and so many opinions and for it to be out there and really just reaching the people that it should. It must feel so good.
I hope you guys love it. And, you know, you will see the exciting part about Elaluz is that we're launching at least one or two products every month. So, you know, every month is like a birth of a different...
Are you ready?
Every month I'm going to feel pregnant.
I know, I was going to say. I'm like, are you like, it's not over. But I mean, thinking about, you know, where you came from, you know, how you grew up and from working at a makeup counter to being someone that was obsessed with beauty to be at this place. Like, did you ever think you would be doing something like this? Like truly a fulfillment of your dreams?
Honestly, no. I grew up in a very small town in Brazil where, you know, access to the world and things was so limited for me. I grew up in a town of like 15,000 people, like countryside of Brazil. And like, I mean, as a little girl, I had all of these dreams, right? Like, honestly, I never thought that I could even get half the way I did. And, you know, moving to the United States with my family and seeing my mom work so hard after a divorce really inspired me to be independent early and to go after my dreams and believe in myself and believe that I could achieve them. And, you know, my mom has always been so inspiring to me. And I started working early. I remember in high school, I signed up for the cheerleading team. And last minute, I just gave up on it. And I was like, you know what? I just want to work, like have a little job on the side, you know, the free time, like twice a week after school, I can just work, you know, at this pizza place. And it felt good to like have that little independence so early and not mm-hmm. have to ask my mom for money. And I remember her telling me like, Camila, you don't have to work. You're 16 years old. And I remember that was the age that I could work, you know, like in the United States. And I was like, yes, I want to work. Like I want to have my money. And that little independence, that first feeling of independence I had was so good. And, you know, I was like happy and proud and you know, that I didn't have to like bother my mom or worry her about, you know, that little money that I needed for movie nights or, you know, to even buy something for myself. So it started that way. And after high school, I was such a geek actually in school. And I'm really going deeper here into my stories.
Yes.
And I was such a geek. I was an honor roll student, great grades. And, you know, and my mom, of course, and I thought, I always loved school, and I thought I was going to go straight to college. And I don't know what it was, but it was definitely like, I feel so blessed. And I feel like God is always watching over me. And I feel like, you know, the decisions I've made in my life, I always try to listen to my heart. And that was what my heart was telling me at the time. I didn't want to apply for college right away. I felt like, you know, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. And I've always been super creative. And because of that, that was what I was struggling with the most, deciding what I wanted to do exactly. And that gave me also a pressure because I knew, you know, my mom was going to help me somehow, you know, go to college. And I didn't want to make the wrong decision. And I remember having this conversation with my mom saying, you know, mom, please, like, I just need at least 6 months. I need to figure things out. I need to, like, I want to feel 100% when deciding, like, what I want to do. And of course, she was devastated and she was so sad. And, you know, she wanted to see me, you know, go to college right away. And, you know, and I remember I looked in her eyes and it still gives me chills to say this. And I said, mom, I promise you that I will make you proud. Please, like, believe in me. And throughout my life, like in those, you know, even those first months, it was all I had in my mind. I need to make my mom proud. Like, I just need to figure things out. And my first job actually was at a makeup counter. I just wanted to actually get a job to like give myself some time. And I got a job at a department store, Macy's at the time. Mm-hmm. And I started working at the Christian Dior counter selling makeup. And I hated the retail hours, I have to be honest. But one thing that touched me so much, even the first weeks I was there, was the fact that I was like, in a way, just by selling makeup, I was empowering women. And I was, you know, people with different needs and different backgrounds and different moods would, you know, get to the counter and they would all leave with a smile on their faces. I mean, most of them. And that would just make my day. And it was from that I decided to become a makeup artist. And from my makeup artist years was what got me into social media, into YouTube. And that is how I was able to, you know, build the career I have today. It was really, truly by following my heart. And yes, I did doubt myself at a lot of moments, especially thinking, you know, am I going to make my mom proud? Is this mm-hmm. the right thing? But I truly listened to my heart. And, you know, I'm so glad I did. And I feel so blessed with all the opportunities I've had in my life, but I worked hard and it got me to where I am today. But answering your question, 8 years ago when I had already started on YouTube, I never imagined that, you know, I could do so much. You know, I've traveled the world. I've worked with so many brands. I've accomplished so many things. And I launched my fashion label last year. Now I'm launching my beauty brand, which is my biggest dream. And yeah, I've never, in every little step and every little accomplishment of my life, I feel so grateful and I don't take anything for granted because I know how it all started. I know where I come from. I know I worked so hard to get here. And so and I'm so grateful, you know.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And, you know, especially the part about doing what maybe your mom didn't see for you, I think is really powerful because there is a point in all of our growing up and evolution where we do know what's best, truly, and not that your mom didn't, but it was that decision and that trust in yourself that probably in that moment she was like, okay, I totally trust you. How have you maintained like that trust in yourself and in your heart as you've, you know, grown your brand, your YouTube, started new brands, have so many eyes on you? How do you remain true to that?
So, you know, listening to my heart is a big thing. And like my feeling so strong, even with like relationships or things, or I just have such a strong feeling about that energy about things in general and relationships as well. And so I always try to listen to my heart. You know, a lot of times I have to make hard decisions and I stop and I'm like, okay, what is my heart really saying? So, and try to, you know, with my community, try to be, even though I grew so much and there's there's only so many things I can do. I really try to stay close to them and make sure that they know I'm here and that I'm listening to their feedback. You know, making sure they know that I'm here is so important to me. And I feel like, you know, having the right people with me by my side is so important. It has been so important always. Like, my husband is my business partner. He's the person I've been with since I was 17 years old. And, you know, he's someone that I'm so grateful to have with me, like building this business and building all of it and experiencing it with me, because I know he wants the best for me and for us. And, you know, to have, even when it comes to my team as well, like, I want to make sure I have people that kind of, you know, think like me and have the same, you know, like, that I feel are good human beings and people who are kind of like me and think kind of the way I do. Not that we all need to be the same. We're all very different, actually. Like, our team is very diverse, but, you know, it helps you. The team, the people you have by your side really helps you make the right decisions. And, you know, if you have someone that maybe treats people in a different way that you do, or that thinks completely different in certain ways, like, it's not going to bond together. I don't know if you guys know what I'm saying.
Yes, definitely.
So well, but, you know, that is very important to me, and for me to stay true to myself. This year, I feel like it's been such a transparent year for me. I've shared about so many things about my personal life. And, you know, I think social media needs that as well, because it's gotten to a point that you look at social media and just see a filter of everyone's perfect lives, right? And there's this whole new generation that, you know, so many kids that are having depression or going through such terrible time because of social media. Like, they see people's lives there and they look at their lives and like, oh my gosh, my life is terrible, because, you know, everyone, all these people have amazing lives and living great things, and I'm here at home. I don't have. So for us that have a voice, for us that have big platforms, it is such a big responsibility that we share on our everyday that, yes, we have great opportunities, we do what we love, but we have struggles. We have, you know, we face things that are hard. And, you know, this year I shared about my epilepsy, which was so scary to finally share, but I know how much it helped so many people, even not just with epilepsy, but also struggling with accepting themselves. So it's been a very transparent year. And I feel like, you know, it's one thing also that helping me stay true and to, you know, face all of, because social media is not easy, right? And you guys know that it's, you know, you get great feedback, but you also get, you know, the negative feedback, and trying to filter that and accept it in a positive way. You know, sometimes it can hurt you and it can bring you down, but, you know, knowing that you're doing the right thing and learning how to accept these negative comments too is so important. So all of that, it's a mix of different things, has helped me stay true to myself, and, you know, to always be honest with everything I do, saying a lot of no's to brand opportunities as well. It's so important. You know, keeping my followers' trust is a huge thing. And so, yeah, I've always said since the beginning, a lot of no's, because, you know, whatever I come here and say, I like this product, or I like this brand, it needs to be true. It needs to be organic, or else. No, I've always thought of it in the long term. And, you know, I want to keep these people, like, they're family to me. Almost like, you know, and I see, like, when I see my followers, it's like, I'm like, they see me as a friend. And you know, it's kind of funny, because, like, a lot of, you know, I don't know them, but they see me as a friend. And that is the best feeling, you know, to know that they trust me and they have me as, you know, someone special in a way in their everyday lives.
Love that. Especially, you know, having the people around you. And I think with someone like you, it's like, when people aren't in social media or in this world, it's like, they're like, oh, you travel all the time and then you take a picture. And then, you know, it's so much more complex than that, especially because you're running a team. And that's something, you know, on like a much smaller scale we work with too, which is like being the face of the brand or whatever you're doing. And then also running the team. It's like a really hard balance, because you're kind of switching, you know, to being a CEO and then being who you are online. Do you ever struggle with that balance of doing both, being the public figure and running the business?
Yes. Yes. So much.
Perfect. We're not alone. Great.
Selfish question.
Yeah, honestly.
It's insane because, yeah, the business is a whole other, you know, story. And it's something I overthink every day. Like, am I doing the right thing? I'm used to, you know, before having a business, I was just used to this platform of, you know, it's like me there, but now with the business, I also need to think, okay, I'm the founder of this brand, and how do we, there's so much pressure, but I think, and so much work as well. I think, you know, with all of my, with my two brands, I try to be as involved as I can when it comes to like content and, you know, creating content and putting my face there as well. But no, I'm 100% involved in creating all of it behind the scenes. And that with one brand itself, it's like a full-time job, right? Just, and now I'm like running two brands, and then there's my personal as well, my personal platform. It's crazy. But again, I am so grateful that I have an amazing team that, you know, and my team, I feel like my team is always telling me, Camilla, you like, calm down. Like you, my husband is always telling me like I a lot, and it's hard. It's really hard when you love something, you're so passionate about it. And when you are creative as well, it's hard to let some things go and like give to someone else to do for you. Right.
For sure.
And that is what I struggle the most with, but you know, combining both is definitely a challenge. But I feel like I'm learning every single day.
Okay, we've done our research and we've found an incredible nootropic for you babes. So Freddy is a all-natural daily nootropic designed to support focus, mental clarity, stress reduction, and memory, especially for women. Listen, male-dominated industries have been leaning into cognitive-enhancing supplements to give them the edge at work and perform at their best. And it's about freaking time that women get introduced to these impactful all-natural supplements. These are all-natural, non-GMO, vegan-friendly, and a supplement designed to really promote that mental clarity, really get you back to feeling focused and sharp and motivated. This has been so important for me to take during this season. I've talked about it on the pod, but I've just felt it's tough for me in the morning, period, the end. It's tough for me. And so I've been taking Freddy after I have a little breakfast, and I just like it. It kicks in right away without that feeling of like, oh my God, what is this? It's very gradual and sustains throughout the day. And I'm just able to get more done and just feel more present and focused. So I would love for you to try Freddy. We had the founders, Chelsea and Mitch, their brother and sister team, on the podcast recently. So if you'd like to learn more, of course, listen to that. But for our listeners, you can visit wearefreddy.com. That's wearefreddy.com and use the code almost30 for 20% off. Such a good discount. Wearefreddy.com. Use the code almost30 for 20% off. I really didn't know the importance of organic bedding and mattresses. Like when I'm trying to make my whole life clean, all the food I eat, all the products I put on my face, all the house products, I didn't realize that I'm spending the most time on my mattress. So having one that's organic is so important.
Yeah, these mattresses, mattress toppers, pillows, organic, natural, non-toxic. And I didn't realize that a lot of mattresses are toxic.
Yeah. And you're just sleeping in it. You're sweating in it.
Yeah.
And making love in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're so comfortable. This is a hybrid mattress with springs and an organic foam. So it's really, really comfortable. I love it. I actually put the mattress topper on the mattress as well. I'm kind of extra, but I really love it. For example, like the wool that they use in the mattress is shipped from New Zealand. All of the farming is ethical. So this company really cares about quality and the ethics. So I would love for you guys to try it out. Let us know. Birchliving.com/almost30 and you'll get $200 off your mattress. So that's BIRCHliving.com/almost30 for $200 off.
And working with
your husband and being together for such a long time, I'd love to just kind of peek into what that looks like on the day-to-day. And is there anything or conversations that you have that really cater to your, personal relationship so that the business can thrive, right? Like just kind of supporting both.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. A lot of people ask me this, like, how is it working with your husband? Like, don't you guys fight all the time? And, in the beginning, it was hard trying to separate personal from business. Mm. It's two that end up, you're living together, you're working together. So in our personal lives, we always end up talking about business because, we're dreaming together. We're trying to accomplish all these things together. It's very exciting, but it got to a point that we needed to really try to separate things where, we kind of set up rules in the house. Like we try not to talk about business after a certain hour and we have our own moment. Like we're watching, after 7, we truly try not to open emails, or if I do open an email, I don't talk about it with him. I leave it for next day because that personal relationship is so important. And that is the base to, to have our business grow stronger because we are the base of it. We are, the heads of it, and our personal relationship needs to be good for mm-hmm. the business to grow and be great. So we really take care of and we've learned so much throughout the years. Like this wasn't just like overnight, okay, we're going to set these rules, And we know how important it is for our personal life to be amazing, to be happy. And that we always talk about that, like for example, I want to be a mother. He wants to be a father. And, we always prioritize our personal dreams first over mm-hmm. professional. And, when it comes to professional life, like it's amazing to have, your partner, someone that you love and someone that you trust with you, building it together. But it was truly like over the years, a learning process of how to work with each other, how to, sometimes if it wasn't my husband, I would probably say in a different way, something that I want to come across. And because it's my husband, I just say it another way. And same thing to him, with him, And I'm like, wait, if it was someone else, would you speak that way? so we always have things here and there, but it's a learning process. And I feel like, we've learned so much and we're making it work. And the best thing is that makes us so strong at the end is that we are both fighting for the same dream.
Yes. It's the best with family because you can speak to each other in that way. And it's like, that's the best part, but also the worst part because you do speak to each other in that way. And for Lindsay and I too, within the business, she's my, my work wife. Mm-hmm. We have to have the strong foundation for everything to succeed. So we totally know how you feel. I want to talk about, you coming out or not coming out, but with you sharing about your epilepsy journey this year. When I saw that you speak about it, it was so magnetic. It was like so powerful and just added this like beautiful layer to all these other beautiful layers that you already have for all your followers and your community. It was just so powerful. So, what was your journey with epilepsy? And then how did it feel to finally share with your community?
Yeah, you actually, you said coming out in exactly what I said when I was like, I'm coming out because for so many years, like my whole life, I was diagnosed at 9 and I never shared with anyone besides my family and those really close to me. I just kept it and actually putting it out was actually me coming out, like putting it out to the world. And it was the most liberating thing. It was so scary. I was diagnosed at 9 years old. And I was like playing with my friend. I started feeling my hands closing by itself and I had a seizure and that was like my first seizure. And when you have a seizure, for me, it was like me falling asleep. Right. And I know there's the reactions of it, but myself, I've never felt anything. Like I've never felt pain. A lot of people ask me that, what do you feel? I never felt any of that, but the most traumatizing was really like, I just went to sleep. But the most traumatizing part of that first seizure of mine was the moment I kind of came back to, you know, kind of like I woke up and to my mom's voice. She was calling my name. We're on the way to the hospital in the car, and she kept saying, "Camilla, please talk to me." You know, and as a mom, like, she must have been so scared, like not knowing what exactly was happening to me. And the fact that I couldn't answer her was just, oh my gosh. Like, and I kept thinking of that after, you know, being diagnosed. I didn't want it to happen anymore because I didn't want to hurt any of my family members. Like, it was just, it wasn't about me. It was like about other, like those I love. You know, it was so weird. Even as a child, I didn't want to have it. I wasn't scared of just having another seizure. And in my mind, maybe I didn't know exactly like how dangerous that could be. Like if I had a seizure at a certain place and something bad could have happened to me. But the only thing I would think about was, I don't want to have this in front of, you know, my brothers and sister, which ended up happening throughout the years. And that was a bit traumatizing to me. But, you know, I grew up with epilepsy, living a normal life. I have a very controlled epilepsy. I've never had a seizure without medicine. I've never had a seizure on medicine, only when I was without medicine, which is a blessing. You know, some people, I mean, they have seizures every day, even on medicine. So there's different types and different levels of epilepsy. And I lived a normal life and I was a happy child. But when it came to my teenage years, that's when I started struggling. When you take an epilepsy medicine, you cannot drink alcohol. And that little detail, that little fact that I couldn't drink like my friends when we started partying, and like, you know, when I was 16, 17 years old, it made me feel different. It made me feel like I didn't belong. It made me feel like I was a loser. And I, you know, like, and the questions you ask when you're insecure about something, every little thing people say can affect you. And that is one thing that, you know, I tell like my nephew, I tell like, you know, my godchildren, like, think about the things you're going to say to your friends because it can affect them. You don't know what they're going through, right? So I, from 16 to 17 years old, it was a very dark moment of my life. I started asking myself and asking God and the universe, why me? Why do I have this condition? Why do I have to take this medicine? And anyway, making it a little shorter, I decided to get off the medicine by myself without telling my doctors, without telling my mom. And of course, I ended up having a seizure in school in front of all of my friends. And that was terrible. I woke up in the hospital and I just cried. Like, I knew what I had done was terrible. I knew I put myself up to that. And, you know, after having like such a long conversation with my mom, she said to me, "Camilla, like, you are so lucky, because there are people fighting for their lives every single day. There are people really struggling out there. And you know that you can take one medicine every single night and you're going to be okay. So you are so blessed." And she basically made me realize and see, you know, like, my gosh, I should not be complaining. I'm so selfish. And I felt terrible, like, about what I did. And from that moment on, I worked. It wasn't, you know, I can't say that it was overnight. Oh, I'm overnight. I'm grateful. I'm feeling great about myself. But it was something I really tried to work on and put in my mind that instead of feeling different and unfortunate, I should feel lucky. I should feel blessed. And I am so grateful that I was able to put that in my mind and that I was able to take that negativity away. And I started to feel blessed and I started to feel, you know, lucky that I have a controlled epilepsy. Still, I couldn't talk about it. Just growing up, my mom always told me, you know, since you have a very controlled epilepsy, like, no one is going to notice you have anything, right? So you don't have to speak about it. And back then, my mom was trying to protect me for sure. Like she from, you know, getting bullied, and still like there's still a huge stigma that exists, you know, about epilepsy. And back 15 years ago, that was even stronger. Like people, a lot of people still this day thinks that people with epilepsy or the seizure itself, it's like an act of evil, which is so crazy to still say this.
Mm.
You know, depending on their religion, some people still believe that. And that stigma needs to end. And, you know, I am by coming out and, you know, building this huge platform throughout the years, what made me want to come out and put it out there was to knowing that I could help people and that I could somehow try to end this stigma. You know, by myself, maybe I can't, but putting it out there, I could help other people that felt the way I felt when I was growing up and that rejected themselves and that, you know, struggle with accepting themselves. You know, the my life completely changed the moment I started loving myself again, the moment I accepted who I was as I was. And we all have challenges in this life. We all have struggles. There's no such thing as a perfect life. You guys know that. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And we just need to accept our challenges. We're all going to have different challenges. And once they come, you just need to accept it in a positive way. And I am sure we learn from all of it. We grow. And as I have grown, and sharing it was the best thing I did. When I shared it, I was actually struggling a lot with the pregnancy part of epilepsy. And coming out, it was liberating for me just to come out and know that, okay, people now know, and getting that amazing feedback. And it was scary. I have to be honest, like, I didn't know. I even thought in my mind, you know, some people might just unfollow me. They might think I'm like this, you know, like I'm not so normal, because this is how certain people, I grew up thinking that, like that if I shared with other people that I have epilepsy, they're going to think that I can't process things right, or that I'm not a normal girl, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was scary putting it up there, but I knew I could help people out. And I helped myself so much, even especially with the pregnancy part. So many women shared their stories with me saying, you know, I've had 2-3 kids on medicine and they're all beautiful and healthy. And that gave me so much hope. I can't even explain it. Like I was, before I put that video up, I had this big conversation with my doctor where he explained to me that if I got pregnant without medicine, if I got pregnant on medicine, I could have a risk of affecting my baby and the growth of my baby. And if I got pregnant without medicine, I could have a seizure and I could lose my child. So both of these options are, I mean, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, babe. Yeah.
But coming out, you know, like made me stronger. It made me have hope. And I feel like today I'm in a much better place. I'm doing everything now that I need to do. I decided that I am getting pregnant on medicine. And I know I'm super emotional now, but like I feel so good in like where I am today in my life, because I accepted that, okay, I'm getting pregnant on medicine and it's going to be fine. I'm putting it in God's hands. I'm putting it in doctor's hands as well. And, you know, I will have my baby and it's going to be amazing. So, you know, it's those challenges and struggles that, you know, we all have in our everydays, and knowing that, you know, I'm being transparent and I'm being honest as well. And somehow with what I'm going through, I could also help other people. It makes me feel great. And, you know, to like, I remember before putting that video up, I said to myself, if I can help one person that is struggling right now, it's going to be so worth it. And I've seen that, you know, it helped so many people. So it's great. And I have a husband who is the most supportive person. And right now I'm in the process of like changing medicines because I'm going to be in a newer medicine that is great for, you know, to get pregnant on and the most recommended. And the past weeks, I was, you know, so busy with building a brand and everything that's going on, but also mentally overwhelmed because I was on both medicines. When you change your medicines, you have to be on both at the same time, mm-hmm. and then start lowering your old one. So I was having so many mood changes. There was just so much going on in my life and personal life. But I'm so grateful for my husband, who's so patient and, you know, who understands that, you know, what I'm going through now is so important for us to, you know, have our family one day. And yeah, mm-hmm. but coming out was so important. And I don't regret. I would do it over and over again.
Oh my gosh.
No. Thank you for sharing that.
So beautiful.
Don't be sorry.
I started to water up
truly.
Too. It's a lot.
And you continue to, I mean, I can't imagine how many people you've yeah. already helped. And as you, you know, just continue to navigate, you're going to help so many more people. So, and just, you know, the role that God and your faith mm-hmm. has played in everything that you've accomplished and everything that you've moved through, the highs and the lows. I'd love to talk about that because I know it's such a big part of your life.
I grew up being a Catholic, but it's much more than religion. I truly believe that, you know, when you have faith and you believe in your God and you believe that you're having protection. Growing up for me, that was always like, you know, I always, when I go to sleep, I say a prayer. I say thank you. When I wake up, I say thank you and I ask for protection. And growing up, there was something I've always believed. Like if I'm a good human being, I'm going to get good things back. Mm-hmm. I always, since I was a little girl, like I always thought about life in this way. Like, I need to be good. I need to be a good person because that's what I'm going to get later on in my life. That's going to come back to me. And so in my faith and believing and being positive, like it was always there and it has helped me so much. Even that decision that I made when I was so young to, you know, follow my heart was in a way having faith that and asking God for also like, okay, I often do this and I bother God so much because I'm like, please help me, like, you know, make the right decision. Or, you know, and I truly believe like there is a guardian angel. There is, you know, this power and this energy that I'm being surrounded by every day. And that has helped me make decisions in my life. That has helped me go through difficult moments of my life. Like having faith, you always, it's like always having a light shining at the end of the tunnel, right? Mm. There's always, it's hope. Mm-hmm. And with everything I've gone through, faith has played such a huge role in my life. And, you know, in the moment I'm living now, like it's the strongest, like it's the moment where I need to have the most faith is that, yes, I'm going to be a mom. Yes, I am going to have a beautiful, healthy child. Not just one, more than one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I, that's what I put, you know, I truly believe that the power of attraction, mm-hmm. the energy you put out to the world, that's yeah. what you're going to get. And yeah. every day, you know, if you want to accomplish something, you have a big dream, dream big. Like there's no such thing as a dream that's too big, but look in the mirror, look at yourself and say, yes, I am going to achieve that. I am going to do this because if you dream about something, say, yeah, I want to do it. But in your heart, you think, I don't think I'm actually going to be able to accomplish that. You're bringing that negativity towards it. So everything I do in my life and the dreams I have, I try to be positive in my personal life too. So bringing that positivity in my life and the things I do is so important. It's really the power of attraction. I don't know if you guys have ever read the book, but amazing. And faith and that positivity and that energy, it's so like tied together. What you bring to your own self. So every day tell yourself that, yes, you're beautiful. Yes, you can. Yes, you will go through whatever you're going through and the things will work out. You know, some days we wake up in the morning, we're like, oh, you know, something happened. Sometimes you're like, oh, my day is going to be terrible. if you say that, you put that out to the universe, your day is not going to be good. So I always try, not that I'm always a super positive person. Don't get me wrong. Like there are days that I'm not so positive, but I try to remind myself and to practice positivity every single day in my life. And just to, you know, make things easier and to bring that positive energy in the things I'm doing in my days. So yeah, faith is huge.
Love that.
My tried and true, my favorite keto snack, my favorite lube, my favorite massage oil, my favorite thing ever is Move More Play. It's changed the game.
It's delicious and it's great to put on your body. Yes. And in like, it's going to be in your body.
And it's so affordable. It's all clean ingredients. It's like, it tastes so good too.
Truly.
Like honey, when you've been dating for 8 years, you need like a little...
You need something. For
so
sure.
Having delicious Woo More Play that's all natural ingredients for sex is huge.
Huge. And now they have quickies, which is basically the coconut love oil in...
I take it when we travel.
Single packs. Yep. It's awesome. So it has like coconut oil, vanilla essence, beeswax,
stevia.
So it's sweet. It's great for like just inflammation too, because sometimes they can get a little irritated, but it is so good. They also have their freshy towelettes, which is great for before and after sex. And I honestly just have them in my purse.
Yeah.
Just to freshen up.
When I travel, honestly, especially overnight flights.
Yeah, so for Almost 30 Nation, you can get 20% off at woomoreplay.com. You can enter the code ALMOST30, WOOMOREPLAY.com, and enter the code ALMOST30 for 20% off your order of Woo. If you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health, if they are finding that something is interfering with their happiness or preventing you or them from achieving your goals, I would highly recommend BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It is a professional counseling service done securely online. And what's so awesome is that it's available for clients all over the world with a broad range of expertise available. And I love it because it's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Basically, how it works is you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor once you're matched, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. If you'd like to try BetterHelp, I highly recommend. I've recommended to a few friends, and they say the best things and are feeling a lot better and much more supported. BetterHelp.com/almost30. That's Better, BetterHelp.com/almost30, and you'll get 10% off your first month.
Yeah, law of attraction is key. It's what changed my life. And you're reminding me, I'm like, I need to come back to that because I've like fallen off. But it is truly a practice, you know, like you said, and you really have to make the intention to think that way. It doesn't, it's like you have to monitor your thoughts to really create that positive mentality. And it does take a lot of work. Like I think for someone like you would see all your success and it's like, not only are you doing the actual work of, you know, running the businesses and your account and all of your accounts and your social media and your family and everything, but it's like, there is the mental work too, where you have to like create this environment where you're allowing these beautiful things to be manifested. So much work is happening, 100%.
One thing I always say this a lot on like my stories, I try to because people always like also sharing their feelings with me and asking me, how do you stay positive? And one thing I like to share always is that, you know, something very simple. There are a lot of days, especially like during this pandemic now, we are all having so many different feelings. And, you know, some days we wake up happy, other days we wake up feeling down. And the days we wake up feeling down, for example, a lot of times we don't know even what it is. Like, why are we feeling that way? And instead of, you know, trying to figure out why you're feeling that way, or is it because my life, like, and you try to put all of these different reasons to why you're feeling down, instead of doing that and bringing that negativity towards your day, count your blessings. okay, I'm feeling down, but you know, I have a husband that loves me. I have a beautiful family, or, you know, I have people who care about me. I have a roof on top of my head. I have food on my table every day. So like, start with the very simple blessings that you have in your life. Once you start counting your blessings, you will feel guilty to even think negative, you know? And that is one thing I try to practice every time that I'm feeling down, and it helps so much. And I've shared this with my followers, and, you know, I've gotten great feedback on it because it's so simple. It's something we can all do every day when you don't feel like your best self. And it truly helps. It helps me. And, you know, I just wanted to put it out there. Like, it's counting our blessings. It makes life so much more beautiful, you know? And it's, you know, we don't need all of these things. Like, for us to be happy, we need the simple, most important things, right? And once you realize that, everything else is just going to be a plus. So,
love that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Simple and powerful. I did want to ask, because I feel like you are the go-to, so, and in alignment with Ella Luz, any of your favorite like beauty tips, tricks, or just parts of your routine that you're like, okay, I need to share this.
Okay. Well, when it comes to routine, there's some Brazilian little things that I do.
Yes, please. You know,
I think taking care of your skin and your hair is like a very Brazilian thing. So like for makeup, I love beauty. I love putting makeup on, and, you know, I love a faux face, but taking care of your skin is so important. Like if you don't take care of your skin, your makeup is not going to look that great. You can put the best products on, but, you know, taking care of your skin is, taking care of my skin is one of the most important things I do and that I like to do. So skincare is number one for me. I do take my time to, you know, take care of my skin at night, do the routines and make sure my skin is feeling good, hydrated. And now, especially during quarantine, we can't do any special treatments. So I try to do like, you know, a face scrub, face mask, but, you know, there is this little face mask that I've done actually since I was younger living in Brazil that my grandmother used to do. It was with honey, brown sugar, and a little bit of oil, like it can be your serum, but it can also be olive oil. Okay. Weird.
Stinky.
But no,
your face with it. And, you know, you're going to get like a glowy, remove your dead skin cells. So like, it's a good one. Another thing from my grandmother that I got was like her crazy hair masks. She would put like all of these Brazilian ingredients in the blender. She would blend it up, and it would always have avocado and aloe vera. And she would have like her hair cap all day, you know, warming that up, and her hair was beautiful. And I used to do that too. So like, these are things, but I think mainly taking care of my skin and taking care of my hair, those are two things that, you know, if you feel good about your hair, it's so strong, right?
Yes.
Bad hair day.
Girl, quarantine hair is not.
I am mousy brown, a total vibe. It is like not making me very happy. You're like talking about this. I'm like, I'm going to dye my hair myself. Oh my God, I love those. And the mask, I've tried a honey mask. I literally end up like eating it all. I'm like, because it's so sweet. So I'm like trying to lick it off my face. I love those. And I have to ask your workout routine. Like, what are we doing? What are you, do you do workouts at home now? Like, what have you been doing since quarantine?
I've always been like an active girl. During quarantine now, I tried to do like the live workouts with my trainer. And we stopped a little bit because I was so overwhelmed with the brand. So I stopped doing the lives, but I did save those workouts. So I tried to do at least once a week, like that 30-minute workout. And they're so good. They're going to leave you so sore. Even just working with your own body weight. And those are good for, you know, even I'm saving them for even when I'm back to traveling and, you know, anywhere you are in the world, you can just do it. And, you know, having always a band with me, I always have a band. I'm like obsessed with like glute, butt workouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have the band with me always. Cause once I feel like I need a little bump.
Yes.
A little bit. The band is amazing. You can do so many workouts with the band, especially for legs and glutes. And I'm trying to bike a lot now during quarantine. Me and my husband, we actually bought bikes.
So fun.
Nice.
Started, and we've just been biking sometimes. It's a great exercise, and you're out as well, you know, breathing some fresh air. So it's good. But yeah, exercising, you know, I have a very fast metabolism. And so I lose weight very easy. So like, when I say that, I hate to say that because a lot of people are like, oh, what a big problem you have. But you know, each person is different. Some people are trying to maintain their weight, like, you know, in the sense of like, I don't want to gain weight, but I'm always thinking I need a lot of protein. I need carbs in my diet because, or else I can lose weight really easily. And all my siblings are like that. So I feel blessed. I have good genes, but you know, in terms of like working out, I try to work out. And the day I work out, I eat a lot of protein to make sure I maintain my muscle mass, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's different for everyone, but I've always tried to do a workout here and there because, you know, it makes me feel also energized and makes me feel good. But the workouts with Annie, they're really good. You guys should try it.
Oh my gosh. So wait, is it on Instagram or online? What is it called?
It's on my IGTV. Okay. You'll see a few of them.
Perfect.
They're my workout series. They're great.
With your trainer.
Great.
Yeah, my trainer.
We're on it. Perfect. Gosh, there would be nothing more mortifying for me than working out in front of 8 million people with my trainer. Like, mortifying. Like,
so funny that you bring this up because when I work out with them and I struggle and I'm like, oh my gosh, all of these people watching me like, yo. And I'm usually dying and I need to like stay.
Yes.
Like, or else, you know.
It's like motivating, I guess, for you then.
When I do this without like being live, I slack so much. But, you know, it's different. I actually like to be live because it motivates me to actually.
Totally. 100%. A few million people would maybe motivate me a little bit. Oh my God, I love that. Last question from me is, what is one thing that you wish people knew about you that they might not?
I mean, well, I just shared so many personal things about me here, but one thing I wish everyone knew about me, even though I've spoken about my vulnerability and, you know, I've been transparent with my personal struggles. I wish that everyone who followed me, especially like looking at my Instagram, looking at my lifestyle, I wish they knew that, yes, I have struggles. Yes, I am insecure sometimes. Yes, I don't have a perfect life. Like, there is no such thing. I wish everyone could understand that because there's so many people out there still that, you know, look at social media or just look at their neighbor and say, they have a better life. Why don't I have? So I just wish everyone could understand that we all face different things in our lives. And that is what's probably, you know, going to make us grow. That is what is going to help you somehow. Like, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, don't punish yourself. Don't hate yourself for certain things that happen because they're, you know, people's lives might seem like it's perfect, but it's not. And you never know what is going through in someone's lives. And so I wish everyone knew that I do have struggles. I, you know, I try to be strong every day and things are not easy as they might seem, as they might look. So I know I've shared all of this, like, you know, some of my struggles here, but truly what I wish people knew was that, not just about life in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so powerful. I love that. Especially, it's just, and that goes back to the gratitude and the energy of creating what you want and the law of attraction. So I love that. I would love to end talking about Ella Luz. We are wearing the product now. Mm-hmm. I've got mine in my backpack too. We're Thank you. Thanks. we're being good students. And just like, what I loved is just your three pillars of what you guys are about. I was like almost wanting to take them and apply them to our business. So I'd love to talk about that and just talk about, you know, the launch overall.
Ella Luz, I mean, even the name of this brand means so much to me. It means she's light. And it was inspired by, you know, the warmth and the confidence that comes from everyone's individual light. You know, I truly have always believed in that everyone has a beautiful light shining inside of them. No matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, we all have this light. And all it takes is for us to acknowledge that and let that light shine through. And that will happen once you accept yourself, once you love yourself. So Ella Wooz was inspired by you know, that individual light that we all have. Our pillars are inclusivity and sustainability. And inclusivity, when I say that, is, you know, I come from Brazil, a very multicultural country, right? My heritage is like, I grew up in this world, like where I looked at people from that looked so different, but they're all like me. And coming from such a multicultural country and having such a global community, I wanted and I felt the desire, and it was my biggest goal for this brand to be representing everyone. And when I say that, you know, it's to be represented in our products, for our products and colors to be for everyone, for, you know, to be represented when we choose our models, and also in the back end of it, you know, our team being like diverse and really thinking about, okay, who is behind Ella Wooz? So that's when we say inclusivity. Sustainability really plays, and it's one of the proudest things about Ella Wooz for me, because I truly wanted this brand to be sustainable, to be mindful, and, you know, have products that are good for you and that work for you. Not just work for you, but that are also good for you, right? And we are sustainable in all of it, in our packaging, in our design, in our ingredients. We are clean, and I'm so proud of that. That was a huge challenge about Ella Wooz. I could have just given up in the middle of it, in the beginning of it, because, you know, there was so much back and forth. Even when it comes to designing a package that has to be sustainable, or, you know, there's so much, that so many limits. So I'm really happy that, again, I followed my heart. It took 2 years, but, you know, every little approval, like every product that comes to life, we're like, okay, this is approved. It's such a huge accomplishment, because we know how much limits we have to be a clean, sustainable brand. And that makes me really proud to say that we are, and, you know, we already have labels and, you know, transparency. I think transparency is so important for a brand in general and for a person in general, but for a brand, you know, to share everything that's in our products and to listen to our customers have to say, and to be willing to change as we grow, right? Like, I'm building a product that, yes, I've tested it, over-tested it, but if, you know, the feedback is, Camilla, maybe, you know, you should change this or that, this is not working for everyone. Yes, we want to change. We want to, you know, we want our products to work for everyone. And I know that sometimes it's hard to achieve, but maybe it's just about creating a whole new product. And, you know, that transparency is very important to us, and it will be there. So we will be listening to our customers. And that is something very important for Ella Wooz. So I'm very proud of this brand. There was so much work and effort and love put behind it. And, you know, it's crazy that it's finally here and it's available and the products are there. And I'm so excited that we're launching every month. And I'll tease, next month we will have skincare.
Ooh, I was going to say, when you're talking about your skincare routine, I was like, okay, I see you. I see you.
It's like, you know, in knowing that everything is natural, and, like, you know, even our scents are like natural scents, and the products are so good for your skin. It's so exciting. So it's not as good, but I can't wait. But yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. You can really feel the love and passion in the products. Truly.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Truly. And thank you so much for your time and your vulnerability and just being you. I think so many people are going to just feel less alone in listening to your story.
Inspired. I'm inspired.
I'm truly inspired.
Yeah. I'm really inspired. Yeah.
No, actually, thank you so much. I truly believe that, you know, like, anyone, you, no matter where you come from, like I said in the beginning, I come from a very small town. Like, I was very limited. And the fact that I'm here today, I'm building a brand in the United States, in another country, and having access to so many, like, it truly proves that wherever you are, whoever you are able to be whoever you want to be in this life. And I'm a proof of it. And, you know, my goal is to always remind people that, you know, that they should accept themselves and love themselves every single day. And that will change everything. So yeah, it was great speaking with you both. Your energy, I'm so much about energy and the energy.
Us too.
I just feel like so calm and so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was so good to meet you.
And if people don't already follow you, can you let our listeners know where they can connect with you?
They can connect with me on my Instagram at Camila Coelho. And yeah, I think Instagram is the best, though.
It's so good. Yes.
My Instagram, Camila Coelho, and our also on our Elaluz website. There's so much about me and so much about my brand there, and also on my own website, CamilaCoelho.com.
Yes. Beautiful. I'm going to name my daughter Elaluz. So Elaluz. Just FYI. When I was like,
Camila's like, I'm going to do that. Can you just give me a moment?
She's like, taken. Thank you. Bye.
You know, Ella was have a baby name list for 2 years now. And Ella was under a girl name in my list. Ella is a beautiful name. It means she in or her, you know. Gorgeous name.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for such a good day.
Truly.
So excited to connect with you. And yeah, enjoy.
We'll see you soon.
Enjoy the rest. Excited for the next launch.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you so much, Camila. That was a
so beautiful,
special
so special.
One.
What a sweet, sweet human. And I have my Elaluz that in my car. I use my little gold fleck.
Yo, it's
lip
the
gloss.
Best.
It's the best. We put it on before, and we still did not hold a candle to the angel that walks on earth. Thank you so much for joining. It means so much. Again, if you think someone will find this inspiring, exciting, just to listen to, please send this along. This is how our community has grown. And if you're interested, the shop has 30% off every single thing, every single workshop that we have. We have a library of workshops on things like energy healing, anxiety, human design. And then we also have downloadables. So the Dream Bundle, which is a guide that helps you with your dream career, dream day. We have our Inner Peace program. We have apparel. We have so much available for you. And it's all 30% off this weekend.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about any of those, please feel free to DM us at almost30podcast on Instagram. I'm at Lindsay Simsek.
And I'm at It's Krista Williams.
We love you so much.
And
thanks
we love
for
you.
Being here.
We'll
see you next time.
Bye, guys.